So I want to open it up if anyone has any questions or comments. And remember to unmute yourself.
I have a question. I was just wondering, Annette, how many people are on your board?
We have just three people. We have myself, a president, we have a treasurer, and a membership lady.
Okay.
So just three people.
All right. You guys get a lot done. And how about when you ask for volunteers from other moms and dads, I mean, how many people do you think usually step up and help?
I would say, okay, we're unique in that we're in a school, and it is our school policy that every meeting we have to have two parent volunteers. In addition to any adult missionaries, 18-year-old missionaries that we have, or consecrated women that also might be one or two at each meeting, we have to have school parents. And so the parents are kind of used to this. Usually we see we have currently 40 members in our club. And usually I have at least 30 parents volunteering for something. A lot of times it might just be one meeting. Or for the working moms, it might be on that Sunday afternoon, father-daughter amazing race, because they can't get to the school in the traffic of Houston at 3:30 on a Friday afternoon. So that's their way to help out every year.
Okay.
So it kind of comes naturally. I mean, I do a lot of persuasive emails when I, send out my weekly emails, and getting our families to family adoration. The last couple of years, the attendance had kind of fallen off, and I thought, this is such a beautiful event, and it's a special intimate event that they can share with their daughters. They really need, there's some polite coaxing to get them to come. But again, they walk away and they absolutely love it. And like she said, they're more bought into the mission then. So.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Sounds mm-hmm. great.
Any other comments, questions for the fathers? Or anyone else?
I think you have Kathy Craig there that wants to speak.
Oh, I can unmute her if she's, let's see, where is she? All right, Kathy, go ahead.
Hello, my name is Kathy, and I'm not sure how many clubs are like ours, but I thought I would just share a little snippet because we are a small club in Regina, Saskatchewan. And I'd like to introduce myself, Kathy. And this is my son, Peter, who's here with me this evening. And he is also a Conquest member in Regina. I have 8 children, and my third daughter is now a team leader in Challenge in Regina. And my third and fourth sons are, Sean is a team leader, and Peter is in Conquest here in Regina. And so we have a small group of both Junior Challenge and the Challenge 10 and Up of 33 people, and we are children, and we meet in a church basement. Now my oldest daughter is 28 years old, and she began with Challenge when it was age 10 and up. So I would say, so it's maybe been going for about 20 years, a little bit over 20 years. And we brought in Junior Challenge when it first was on the scene about 2 years ago, which was really great for our club. We'd sort of been just going at a steady state over the years. I haven't been always involved. Like, there's always been moms that have come forward to keep it going. Thank goodness for that. And so now it's my turn. And we actually have decided, like in our situation, really just getting the club night in on Friday nights, which someone else said that's their night too, is kind of our main goal and our main mission. And using the materials and being flexible with them for our own unique needs in our little group. And so we don't do a lot of extra events. But we are just managing to do the programming that we have. And we have a lot of moms involved, because the first year we did challenge, we found we had a beautiful person, Adele, who stepped forward and was excited about the program. But, you know, to really do it, to do that little junior leader as the mom, and then do the activity, and then do the craft. I don't know about you other challenge ladies, but this was a big job, and we really needed to split those jobs up a bit. And so we don't have enough teens to actually lead the junior program, as happens in some places. And so we really rely on our moms. And I think two things I'd like to say, as myself as a leader, I'm number one, a housekeeper. Like, you have to have someone where the buck stops, who is kind of a facilitator, communicating with the church or the school or wherever you're at, and kind of having a big vision. And then I'm also a hospitality person, because I find in our culture, like, we want to really be something different, be somewhere where people, we value each person, each little five-year-old and each teenager. And hospitality, I believe, is the way to do that. Hospitality among our women, to our moms and our dads. And like the one gal was saying, you know, having a small group of ladies that hang out, we also have that. And we find that our craft mom, who's an excellent person, Suzanne, gets them doing craft prep for the following week, you know, for the Junior Challenge craft. And so things like that. So we do have that community happening. And then we try and invite these ladies to our citywide women's retreats and things. And those are all works in progress, right? And I think, you know, a lot of the families we have are already in the Catholic community in Regina. And, but, you know, we're always trying to reach out, and hopefully, you know, we'll continue to do that. But we're really planting seeds in small souls, in pure souls. And I think we want to provide a haven where they can feel comfortable and learn about Christ. One of the most important parts of our evenings, because we are in a church, we have something we've developed called Tabernacle Time. And the first year we did it, we called it 10 for Tabernacle. So 10 minutes we go up into the sanctuary and spend at the tabernacle. And so this is, for many of the children, this is the first time that they've had been exposed to this. And so we have that opportunity to be there with Jesus, all of us. Our parents, as leaders, as mom leaders, our team leaders, and everyone. So that's certainly the highlight. And we feel really grateful to the church that we're in, that they're allowing us to operate the club out of that parish. Kathy, but really, citywide. Yeah,
that's thanks. Awesome. Thank you. We're going to have to wrap up here. That flew by. Those of you that need to hop off, feel free. I know you can go ahead and hop off. Mm-hmm. But if anyone wants to stay on for the next 10 minutes, I do just want to leave, if there were any other final thoughts or comments, just go ahead and give your thoughts or a question maybe.
Hello, this is Father Michael again. I just wanted to say we don't just do it for the boys. Next year, whoops, sorry. There's going to be a camp for girls. Well, this summer is a little weird, but the same will happen. There'll be a legion there, and hopefully consecrated are coming, we have heard, to give formation. Same idea. The women who come to drive the girls or to a special event, etc., they won't just be there and waiting. In the waiting times, they same principle, and that will get them integrated. Hopefully, get more involved with clubs at home, have their own getaway weekend event, etc.
Awesome. These are really good ideas.
I have a question. Are there other places that have, well, it sounds like Houston, that have lots of clubs in like a 45-minute, within 45 minutes from each other? Here in Ontario, we have about four or five clubs that are really close to each other. And I'm just wondering what if anybody has any ideas on activities that are done together. Now that the Father Son Amazing Race is an idea that's done with all the clubs together. One club puts it on, another follows. So I just, if anyone has any suggestions.
I have a suggestion. At the beginning of the year to kick off, we've done events like at Main Event. So it's the big, they have the bowling alleys and arcade. And so all the kids have some fun. They meet the consecrated legionaries. You could have it both boys and girls. With the size of Houston, we have it just girls and just boys. But that's a neat, because these kids want to have fun and they like to see priests having fun, like, wow, they're cool. Consecrated ladies, wow, look at that. You know, they're bowling, they're being goofy with us. So that's kind of neat. Another neat thing we do in Houston is we have a St. Agnes Day, and that's for the challenge girls in January. We do a cake decorating contest based on a virtue. And we have that at one of the bouncy trampoline places. And again, it's incorporating fun, and then they give a little speech about their cake. But that's all the clubs in Houston. So you will have like 120 girls show up on a Sunday morning from 10 to noon. They can go to Mass Saturday night, Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening. So Sundays work really well to have those big events. Mm-hmm. Doesn't conflict with sports. And then the family will work Mass, you know, around that. So there's an idea.
Thanks.
Thank you. Michael, you'd mentioned a dodgeball tournament, and I'm writing here, those of you that want the Amazing Race clues, I'm getting your name. I'm writing your names down.
Yeah, just something that I've been doing the last few years with high school youth ministry in the diocese. We've gotten all the parishes from our geographic area, our deanery, together for a dodgeball tournament. And it's mostly just a really fun thing. Kind of like it was just said that some of the different priests are coming and playing also and hurling dodgeballs. The kids especially love hurling dodgeballs at the priests. And just great fun. And kids get to see, hey, this is bigger than just our little parish. It's all these other parishes also come together. And it's just pretty easy. All you need is a little soft dodgeballs and a gym somewhere. This was boys and girls. So I work for a parish in high school youth ministry. And we had certain requirements about how many girls had to be playing all the time to keep it fair. But it was, everybody really had a lot of fun. Some families even came and watched. It was pretty cool.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? All right. This has been so awesome. Thank you so much for everyone's thoughts. I actually am going to probably be asking the fathers down in Louisiana a little bit more about what they do with their dads, because I think that if we can get out some resources of like what tracks are they doing, I think that could really benefit as well. So email me if you would like that. And thank you so much for all of your words, for all that you're doing. And we're doing these quarterly. So our next one is going to be in July. It's going to be for Help, I'm a New Adult Leader. So if you have any new adult volunteers, it'll be a really great way for them to plug in. So, all right. Awesome. I'm getting everyone's names here. Thank you so much. God bless you. And we're just praying for all of you. Have a good night.